Do you believe in luck? Yes or no? You know, this is a topic which has invoked a sense of curiosity in so many minds around the world. Does luck really exist? Does fate really exist? How do we connect luck, and how do we connect that with hard work and dedication and stuff like that? So in today's podcast, I'm going to be getting into the four different kinds of luck based on stuff that I've been learning from other different masters in this space and wealth creators in this space. And let's deconstruct what exactly is luck. How does it really have a big part to play in your success in the game of building your business? So grab your notepads, pens and papers and enjoy. Let's get straight in. So some of you may not know this, but I come from a background in spirituality, studying a lot of different philosophies in Indian scriptures, and also brought up in a convent environment, lived in the Middle East, and I also understand Islam and many of their ideologies and views. And also been in the personal development space for a long time, you know, Buddhist ideologies and all these different philosophies coming together. And what I should say is there is luck, okay? There is something called fate, but I want you to understand it with the right perspective. And how do you position yourself in a way that luck finds you? So in this podcast, I'm going to go deep into the four different kinds of luck and how does it really play a big part in the game of building your business, growing your life and enhancing your life. Okay, now just to give you a disclaimer, I've done a lot of reading. I'm just sharing with you my perspective, and I'm not saying it is the perspective or it is the truth. It is my truth, which is true to me based on what I've understood. So whatever I'm going to share today is not like the truth. You can take whatever you want from this, apply it in your life and see what works for you. Okay, but this is based on my assimilating and understanding of the years of what I've been reading up on. Okay, so let's first understand what is luck. Okay, luck is something which happens in your life. It could be good luck, it could be bad luck. It's an activity or an action or an event that happens in your life which either moves you fast towards something that you really want, or it takes you away from the game of what you were originally wanting. So in essence, what people call as luck is the whole game of getting what you want or not getting what you want. So when it comes to the four categories of luck, this is the first one which it's very obvious, which is what I call as blind luck, which is completely out of control. Maybe somebody goes, buys a lottery ticket, wins the lottery, makes a lot of money, and from an outside world perspective, it seems, oh, this guy just got lucky. Okay, so this is the first category of luck, which pretty much everyone look only at this. They look at, you know, what happens in a particular person's life and, you know, how it has impacted their life. So the first category is blind luck. The second category is something which the entire world of entrepreneurship, capitalism, everyone talks about this, which is luck is based on persistence. You create your luck by working hard, by hustling hard. And while the first form of luck, which is blind luck, is out of control, the second form of luck is more force-based, where you have to force yourself, and the more you force yourself, you know, you're going to be getting lucky through persistence and through hustle. The third form of luck is someone who's good at spotting luck, somebody who's sensitive through a development of skills and knowledge. So, for example, let's say you are really good in business, okay, or you've been learning from various different business owners, you've been analyzing and interviewing various different entrepreneurs over the years. So you have kind of gained a sensitivity through your knowledge, gained through your experience, as well as by implementing that knowledge through skills. So you are in a place where you're good at spotting luck. You're good at spotting the right opportunities and positioning yourself in a way by which you'll be able to move forward or take that one step back and not move forward on something which is not in alignment to your end goal. So the third kind of luck is something where you're positioning yourself in a way where you're good at spotting luck. Okay. So just to recap, what's the first form of luck? Blind luck, out of control. Second form of luck, persistence and hustle, force-based. Third kind of luck, good at spotting through sensitivity of skill and knowledge. Okay. Now the fourth kind of luck is what I'm really interested about. This is something which I would like every one of you, if you're listening to this podcast, I would like you to imbibe this on a more deeper level, because this is the message for today's podcast. The fourth category of luck is, how do you create your own luck? How do you position yourself in such a way that luck finds you? Now, let's talk about this on a more deeper level. You see, each one of us are unique individuals on this planet, okay? And all of us come with unique abilities, unique skill sets, unique talents, unique way of doing things. And that's what makes each one of us as human beings unique. You know, even though, for example, I do a lot of stuff through webinars, through videos, through podcasts, through articles and all the stuff, the way that I'm building my business, I can give the same system to anyone, but no one will be able to copy me, or no one will be able to copy my heart. Okay, so what I mean by that is, you can copy other people's systems, but you cannot copy someone's heart, you can't copy someone's style, someone's uniqueness. So this fourth category of luck is when you are able to build a unique brand for yourself, you're able to build a unique character for yourself, you're able to build a unique mindset for yourself in such a way that people come to you, and where luck finds you. And just to establish this a little bit more deeper, let me tell you of an incident that happened recently. Okay. Now, I've been in the personal development space. I've been watching the movie The Secret, and back in 2006 itself, and it really enamored me on the law of attraction and all that stuff. And been watching some great teachers like Jack Canfield. We have Dr. John DeMartini and many other people who are featured in the movie The Secret. Got into the personal development space, got into the whole journey of the internet marketing space. And then I got into the whole bandwagon of T. Harv Eker's programs, going through different programs, connected myself with a lot of people. And recently, there was an opportunity for me to crew in one of T. Harv Eker's programs conducted by Blair Singer called Train the Trainer. So what ended up happening is, I've been training and nurturing a large community. As some of you may know, I run this community called the Internet Lifestyle Hub. At this point, we have over 5,000 members all over India who I coach and help them become leaders and teachers in the digital space. So while all this success was happening in the background, and while I was helping all these different people, one thing I developed for myself over the last 6 to 8 months was building that unique brand, building that unique character, building that unique mindset, that I started to get more visible in the teaching circuit. So I finished this Train the Trainer crewing, and what ended up happening was there was a big event that was coming up called the Business Growth Summit in Mumbai and Delhi. Just 2 days before that event, one of the speakers could not make it because he was going to have a child. And the organizer of this event, which is Success Gyan, they just called, because I happened to crew for that event. The owner of Success Gyan, Surin, just gives me a call and say, "Hey, Sid, one of the speakers is not there. We would like you to be there for as one of the speakers at the Business Growth Summit." And this was something that happened exactly 2 days before the actual event, which was supposed to happen in Mumbai. And then what happens? I say, "Yeah, perfect, let's do it." And I ask him, who's the speaker? Who are the other speakers who are there? And interestingly, the main speaker for both these events was none other than Dr. John DeMartini from the movie The Secret. And it was again a dream come true for me, for the second time. The first time I shared the stage with him was in the year 2017 at a Success Attraction Summit. And this was the second time that I got to share the stage with him. And the interesting thing is that from Mumbai to Delhi, both of us, Dr. John DeMartini and myself, we flew on the same flight. We got to spend a lot more time with each other. I spent 2 hours with him on the flight. We spent a couple of hours with him the previous night at the dinner. And he's such an encyclopedia, somebody who's literally like a walking encyclopedia, treasure house of knowledge. He's read over 45,000 books. He's been speed reading since the age of 18. And getting the essence of all his knowledge was priceless. You know, those 4 hours that I spent with him, I got so many golden nuggets that's going to completely transform my life and my business. Now, this is an example of the fourth category of luck, where luck actually found me. It wasn't blind luck. I was not really persistent or hustling for something like this to happen. And it was also not the third category where I was trying to spot the good luck and position myself. It was none of that stuff. It was just a sense of being, because my whole journey in the last 8 to 10 months before this thing happened was purely giving value and being visible and building my unique brand, building my unique character, building my unique mindset without expecting anything in return, and with the only intention to serve my community and to give the best for them. So not just this, there are at least 4 or 5 other instances in my life that has happened in the last few months where luck has actually found me. The second instance I want to just share with you, that there's been many, but I'll share with you one more instance. Now, one of my mentors, he's from the US, his name is Vic Streisius. He does close to $1 million per month, and I've been following his system to the T as far as building an online business is concerned. And there are over 200,000 affiliates in his entire program coaching system. And I had actually planned a trip to the US to attend a conference that was by this company called ConvertKit. And this was supposed to happen in the month of June. And I'd booked all my tickets and stuff like that, and I was supposed to go for this June event. But what ended up happening was, exactly 1 month before that June conference, Vic just hits me up, my mentor. He hits me up on Facebook and says, "Hey Sid, what are you doing? I see that you're getting good results. I see that you're nurturing this community. Why not you come to Las Vegas? Because I'm going to be spending a whole day in Las Vegas shooting and working out my new funnels and stuff. And I see that you're one of the success stories. You're one of the few people in our entire community of 200,000 people who's following exactly what I'm asking them to do without being a typical opportunity provider in the make money online space, but you're actually building something of your own which you feel proud of." And I said, "Yes, Vic, I would love to come there." So what happened to me is I had to cancel my second trip to the US, which is the original trip to the US for the Craft and Convert conference by ConvertKit. And I advanced my trip and I went and spent a whole 2 days in Las Vegas, one-to-one, with my mentor Vic. He'd only picked 2 people to come for this. It was me and another guy called Aaron from Malaysia. I spent a whole day networking with him. Not networking, but basically brainstorming with him, because he's really ahead in the game. And I got the value, whatever I wanted, exactly whatever I wanted to grow in my business in the next level. I got it straight from the horse's mouth on a one-to-one basis, asked him all the possible questions, and I got so much more value than just going and attending a big conference and things like that. Now, this is my second example of how positioning myself, adding value, helping people, growing a community, created that luck in my life where I was actually called by one of my mentors out of over 200,000 people. Now, this is what I'm talking about. I would like you to imbibe this information on a more deeper level. I would like you to think about this, because blind luck, it happens one off. There's always a law of karma. I also believe in the law of karma. And some people, you would have done something in your last life, and possibly you're going to be getting the result of that in this life, and you may get that one off luck. That's fine. Persistence and hustle, you're always going to get force based results. There's always that aspect that's going to come there. Spotting luck, being sensitive to, through your skills and knowledge is also good. But the most powerful way is to build your unique brand and to build your character, build your mindset, add a lot of value to the community where these opportunities start to find you. So if you found this podcast useful, if you found this podcast inspiring, if you're listening to it on my blog, I would like you to share your comments below, because this could be the game changer for you. Okay, this idea could be the game changer for you and for your life. Okay, so what I would like you to do is I would like you to go to my website sidz.co/freedom, and I would like you to meet me in my next webinar, where I'm going to be actually deconstructing how I built my business online completely without any office, without any employees, and I was able to attract over 5,000 students into my community within a span of 10 months, and and I'm able to serve a community without needing any office or employees, completely through digital technology. So if you happen to be a knowledge giver, if you're a teacher, expert, trainer, coach, consultant, this is the best time in the history of the world for you to be able to take your knowledge and package that knowledge into multiple streams of income and also creating a lot of impact. So because this is the only business model in the world that I believe in, is where you can have a lot of free time for yourself, where you can make a lot of money and you can inspire a lot of people. So go to sids.co/freedom. I look forward to meeting you live. And if you're listening to this podcast on my blog, please share your comments below and I will personally read them and reply to you. Cheers. God bless. Have a great day. Bye-bye.